pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, and who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, and they are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd.
Jesus Christ was not only our great shepherd, but he also became what? Sacrificial lamb. The shepherd became a sheep for us to redeem our souls from the grip that Satan had on us. In his book, he wrote that the neighboring rancher was not a good shepherd. He never took his sheep to new pastures. He kept them in one spot all summer long. By the time fall came around, the whole pasture was mud. There was nothing left. His sheep went into the winter season sick and weak. And around Christmas time, the tides would go out very far because they were on the coastal land in BC. And every now and then, one of the neighbor's sheep, in desperation when the tides were out, would go around his fence and come up on his side into his pasture land and gorge on the grasses that were there that they did not have. That gorging literally disabled them and ultimately killed them. If the sheep had come in through the proper gate, through the neighbor's fence, they would have been well taken care of. They would have been put on dry rations first and then eased into it. We cannot come to the Lord's table without the Lord. So this is for those that know Jesus as Savior, as Jesus as Lord, and have given their lives to him. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And Dennis Stopp, would you give thanks for the body of Christ?
Earth without sin and lived among us and suffered for us, Lord, that we may stand before you, Lord, righteous, not from what we have done, but from all that Jesus Christ has done. As he suffered, as he was scourged, as he was hung on the cross, he gave his life for us that we may live, and we give thanks for that. In Jesus' name,
amen. And I ask that you retain your portion, and we shall partake together.